Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast.
Ooh, that sounded good. Because you're really? You were like all up on the mic. Yeah, that sounded really good.
All up on the mic. Okay, oh, my nails.
Really loud. Yeah, those are so pretty. I saw those on your story. Guys, I'm really bad at like sliding up on people's stories, but I always think about it. And like, I saw Emma's nails and I wanted to, but I just didn't.
They're so cute. You know what I've been doing? I know you like some people like to do this on Instagram, but some of my friends will do this to my stories. They'll just like it. But you can also do that on Snapchat. You can send a little heart. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I'll start doing that.
Little hearts. I think you can. I know you can send like big bitmojis, but I think you can also. It's just like it's right here.
Oh, I'm gonna try to wait. I'm gonna do it to yours and see if you get it. Oh, I see. Wait. Oh, no, but that heart brings you up to the bitmojis.
Oh.
But then, like, I still sent you a heart.
Yeah, then it's just like that. It's cute.
That's funny.
I like doing that to stories. Instead of saying something, because it's a lot to say stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Facts.
Facts. Hey, have you listened to Kacey Musgraves' new album?
I have not. I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Who is
that? You might like her. She's an artist.
Country?
I was explaining this to someone else the other day. She reminds me of early Taylor Swift, but just like more of an elevated level because Kacey's older when she's doing that and Taylor was so much younger. But I'm going to see her on tour in September.
So oh, really? Excited. Oh, she sings that song with Zach Bryan.
Yeah, and Noah Kahan. And oh, you might know some of her songs, Butterflies or Golden Hour from her first album, her debut.
Oh, this album cover looks familiar.
Yeah.
I'll give her a listen.
I love her.
I'll give her a listen.
She feels, I don't know how to explain it other than she feels like my sister. Like a long-lost sister.
Oh, that's so cute.
I just relate to her music and her vibe so much. Go give her a listen.
Fair enough.
Maybe she'll give us a shout-out if we give her a shout-out.
Maybe. She'll write a song about us.
Girl Meets Podcast.
Girl Meets Podcast.
Do you want to tell everyone your big news?
Oh. Thanks for asking, Emma. Guys, I have some very big news. I'm so excited. So, let's see. Earlier this week, I auditioned for a play at my school, and then the next day I got a call back, but then I realized everyone got a call back. So
That's
then I
crazy.
Didn't feel, yeah, I didn't feel very special after that. I was like, oh, wait, he gave everyone a callback because what he wanted was like there were multiple days and then multiple time slots for auditions. He wanted us all together. So that's why he did that. And then he kind of like put us into different scenes with different people that we didn't audition with originally, whatever. But then on Friday, he sent out the cast list and I made it.
Yay!
So, yeah, and only thanks. Only like 10 people made it out of
wow.
I think 23.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's more characters than that, but everyone plays multiple characters. I play three characters.
Ooh, that's fun.
And yeah. Some people only play two, and then, like, most people only play two. I play three.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm excited. My character's name is Dabby.
Dabby or Dabby?
Dabby. Like, Dab.
Dabby. Oh.
Dabby, and then I'm also this girl named Meg, and then I'm also this lieutenant. But Dabby is, like, the larger character that I have.
Cool.
Like, she's a pretty big role. I was looking at the Yeah, I was looking at the script. She has quite a few lines. So anyway, that's my big exciting news. I'm very excited about it.
That's exciting. Yay, yay, yay.
Do you have any news, Emma? Any updates on life?
I went home this past weekend just for my to celebrate my sister because she passed her board exam.
I didn't know that. Yay! Yep. Go Jessica! Yeah.
I know. It was a really big test. It was 4 hours long, and she took the entire 4 hours. And she
passed. That would be me, too.
On her first try. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you really... Awesome. Yeah. You really should take the whole 4 hours. Because, I mean, it's a huge test, you know, and you just want to make sure that everything feels good and just take your time, you know. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think she ended with 2 minutes left.
Dang.
Yeah, stressful.
I would be so stressed.
And for someone who passed on their first try, so who actually got most of the questions right, to take 4 hours. It's crazy. And right. Imagine, it would make a little more sense if you didn't pass and you took the whole 4 hours, right?
But no, yeah.
That just shows how hard the test is and how much thinking and analyzing and deciding those kinds of things, how long that takes.
That's in order to become a lawyer, right? That's the bar exam.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
Hers was for BCBA.
Yeah.
For her master's, yep.
Yeah. I'm so silly. There are
a lot of tests like that, though. You'll probably have to take one. I'll have to take one.
Yeah, I will.
But, yeah.
I also have to do, an entire dissertation. Ugh. Just, this whole research project. Do you have to do that?
I mean, I don't know about, in my bachelor's, but probably for my grad.
Well, yeah, I don't have to for my bachelor's either, but it's for my grad.
I haven't heard of having to do that. I think I have to, participate in research studies with professors, but it's nothing, crazy. I think recommend.
I have to, do my own. I have to, go out into the world and actually
own research study.
Research people.
Yeah. I see a lot of people having to do that, too. But I'm not really sure what goes into it.
Yeah. I'm always doing my makeup during episodes.
I know.
Is that okay, guys?
Ask the people.
Do you guys care? I'm sure they don't care.
No.
I just need to have my makeup done.
Audrey and I have different routines when it comes to the podcast, and that's okay. It's very true. It shows that two different routines is a good thing. And that life isn't perfect one way or some other way that you see it.
So true. Thanks. Yeah, I had planned to get up earlier and get ready. But I was just way too tired.
Yeah. I've found that I literally just need to get out of bed because I feel so much more tired in bed than I actually do outside of bed.
Me too.
This morning, I set my alarm for 7 and I woke up to it. And then I just kept pushing it back. And then finally I woke up at 7:45. And I was I just need to get out of bed. And that's what I did. And then I laid in bed for a little bit and read my book. And then I was getting more tired and I was like, I need to just get out of bed and start my day.
At 7. At 7, guys.
It was 8.
Oh, sorry.
I set my alarm for 7.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of bed till 8. But I need to get up early though because I have early classes and stuff like that. So I have to train my body. I have to stay on the schedule.
Emma's very smart.
No, I'm just schedule oriented and routine oriented.
Yeah. I am in the sense that, like, I do have my own routine too. I just start my day later.
Yeah, which is fine.
I know. Yes. But I feel guilty about it sometimes.
Well, I mean, if you get everything done in the day and, like, you attend to your commitments, then so what?
True. So what?
So what? I also think that there's just, like, this stigma of, like, you need to wake up early to be productive and all of those things. Now, if that's true for you, like it is for me, like I do have to wake up early to be productive. If I slept in, I would not be productive. But there's a stigma around that. And if you're able to sleep in and get everything done, you have to just like accept that, I feel. Like there's a point in life where it's just like, okay, time to accept that I'm not an early riser and I'm never going to be. Or there's a time where I have to just accept that I can't sleep in. Even when I'm up till 4 a.m., I'll still wake up at 8 a.m. the next day. Because that's just how I am.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I get it. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't. As of right now, I can't. I'm sure once I'm an adult, I mean, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, like, this summer, I'm going to probably get into a really good routine of waking up early. Because of the job that I'm going to have, and I'm going to have to work every day, and, like,
yeah,
probably at, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'll have to get up at, like, 7 every day. And maybe I just ran into the microphone, guys. I'm so sorry.
That's one thing that I hate about jobs is they start so early because it's harder for me to get out of bed when I have to go to a job, but I could wake up early and do a bunch of different things and feel so fine and then go to work, but not like too late. Like I can't do work at like 12. I'd have to go in at like 10. That would be amazing.
True. Which brings us into today's episode.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't, guys.
Segue.
No, it was a horrible, there was no segue. Today, guys, we're going to talk about, like, our experiences with religion, which I'm excited about. This is going to be cool. This was Emma's idea.
I don't even know how I thought of it. It literally just popped into my mind. I was like, ooh, that would be really good, because I feel like a lot of college students struggle with that.
So creative. Yeah, I mean, she and I literally went to the same church in high school.
We were church buddies.
Yeah, it was the church that I grew up in. And then I invited her in eighth grade to come with. But yeah, I'm excited about this episode because I actually have been really struggling with my faith. Like since I got to college. So, I'm excited to just, like, unwrap everything.
Yeah, for sure. Guys.
So, I guess I'll just start from the beginning. So, like I said, I've been going to the same church since I was little. I grew up in this town. Or not grew up, but I was born in Aurora, and then my family lived in St. Charles for the first year of my life, and then we moved. But St. Charles is where our church is, and we just continued going there after we had moved somewhere else. So it's about like 30 minutes from my house. No, 20 minutes from my house. Just kidding. So it's a little bit far away. Not bad, but anyway. And then with that, like, I grew up very involved in my church, I would say, in the sense that, like, I was there a lot. Every Wednesday night, I had, choir practice because I was in the church choir. And then following that, I had Adventure Club, which happened on the same night. And that was more of just, like, a Bible study group, sort of, but for kids. And So I was with all of my peers in that, and it was like all ages too. So kindergarten to fifth grade. So I was with all those people. And then, so I did that. I did VBS over the summer, which is like a week long. I went to Camp Timberly, which is a Christian camp that also happens over the summer. I did like the musicals at my church. I went to acting camps over the summer, and those were like Christian. Technically, they took place in a church, and we did some church related things. And so that was like all of elementary school for me. But Emma, would you like to talk about elementary school?
Sure. I honestly don't remember too much of it because I wasn't as involved as Audrey. My family and I would go occasionally. Like, I remember a part of my life being, okay, every Sunday we would go. And then just as we got older, and like, my brother and my sister are pretty, my sister's almost 10 years older than me, and my brother's a little bit over 5 years older than me. So as my sister was growing up and my brother was growing up, they were old enough to like form their own opinions and like understand more about life than I did. So as my family was growing up, we stopped going as much, I think because of those reasons. And I mean, because life happens, and my mom is super religious, and it was always like my mom's side of the family rather than my dad's. So I don't know if disconnect is the right word, but my family as a whole did not all believe the same things, and we still don't. So it was never everyone wants to go to church and everyone is okay with going to church and those kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
But I did, what's before confirmation again? Oh, communion. I did have my first communion and all of that, and I went through that whole process. And I also did vacation Bible school a few times. And I also went to preschool at my church. So, like, there was a lot of that, but I don't really remember much of that. And I did, like, the choir when I was in preschool or whatever. We'd do, like, little performances for my church in preschool.
Yeah. But
that's it. I don't think, like, much after probably, like, third grade or fourth grade, my family and I just stopped going, and it was never really a thing.
Yeah.
But I never remember being, like, so disconnected from my religion that I was not a believer. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, and that's good. Yeah, and then middle school comes around.
Was it sixth grade?
When you started going to my church, we were in eighth grade. Because I remember I was halfway through confirmation. And you joined later.
I thought I had just, like, gone to the service with you one time in sixth grade.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like I did. I think it was sixth or seventh grade. You probably did. It was, like, we had a sleepover one night, and your parents were like, we're going to church. Do you want to come?
Uh-huh.
And then I came with the next morning.
Oh, yeah, that probably happened.
I think it was sixth or seventh grade. But I do know what you mean. You're saying, like, I started going to church with you consistently in eighth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, middle school for me, I, you know, was still going to the same church. And by then, like, it became every single Sunday kind of thing. And like, that's kind of how I grew up, was going very consistently. But then, so my sister stopped going. But I continued to go, and then started up confirmation in seventh grade, and then did that through eighth grade. And eighth grade is when Emma started coming. to yeah. my church.
Yeah. I had always, like, known Audrey was super involved in her church because of us being friends before I started going. And at that point in my life, I was not going to church at all. The only times that we would go as a family was Christmas and maybe uh-huh. Easter. And also the dynamic of the church that I was going to before was very different than the one that Audrey was going to. And I think that was something that my mom specifically and me, like, both struggled with, because one of the biggest parts about your religion is the people you surround yourself with and the church that you go to, and making sure that their philosophy and their beliefs also align with yours. And I don't think that was happening for me and my family. And so Audrey had invited me, didn't you? Or did I, like, express interest? And I was like, could I come with you? Or, like,
I feel like it was mutual, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you were like, yeah, I'll go. I don't know if it was me that invited you or if you told me you wanted to come. I have no idea, but regardless, she showed up.
Yeah, I think I was going through this stage in life where I had this just feeling inside that I wanted to explore my religion more. And Audrey was kind of the entrance for me to do that. So
yeah.
I feel like it was a mutual thing of, like, you probably had wanted me to come and stuff. But yeah, I remember the first time I came to confirmation with you. I still remember that day. It's a fun day.
Wow. I don't have a good memory.
I remember Sam specifically, and what was the other guy's name?
Petno. No, not Petno.
I do remember Petno.
You know Petno. He was really tall.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it
Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Alex and Sam. Yeah, I remember so them. They were so funny. And then, who were the other girls?
Well, we went with two girls from our school.
Yeah, the two girls from our high school. That was crazy.
And then,
that didn't last very long.
No. They stopped after confirmation. Emma and I kept going.
Yeah.
I can't remember who else. Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Yes, and his mom was our leader. She was so sweet. Mm-hmm. I just remember feeling so, like, open arms and so welcomed. And I had never felt that way before in a setting. And it was truly a reflection of the church and at least what they were then and stuff. But do you hear those people outside my window?
Yeah, a little bit.
They're so loud. Anyways, Audrey, what was going through your head when you were like I was the new girl and you had brought me in? Like, what was going through your head?
I just remember I was not stressed. Oh, I wasn't like, I wasn't scared and I didn't feel weird. The thing is, like, that place was my home. And to me, like, I had already welcomed you, Emma, into my home, into my heart home, just as someone in my life who I was super close with. And I think, like, I genuinely think that if it was a different person, it would have felt different. I think that, like, I trusted that Emma wasn't going to, I don't know, make a fool of us, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, go in there and say stupid things and, like, be obnoxious. Yeah. And, like, I trusted that, like, you would be respectful to the space and, like, respectful to everyone. And I don't know, I had so much trust in you that it never really crossed my mind that there'd be an issue. And I mean, yeah, I guess, like, I mean, there was nobody else that, like, I would have rather wanted to invite to the church and experience that with. I mean, yeah, that was like, that was a big part of my life. But I never like second guessed, you know, bringing you. And I knew too, like, especially our confirmation group, I was super close with all of them, and I knew that like they were all really good people and they were fun to be around. So I knew that you'd have a good time. Yeah, I wasn't ever like intimidated by it or like scared that things would go wrong. Like it was, it was kind of a no-brainer for me that, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it any other way.
Yeah, me either. I was also going to say that was a huge part of our friendship, like ever since eighth grade until senior year of high school. We had like the like foundation of a friendship, so it's not just strictly like church friends. So we had that.
We went to high school together and stuff.
Yeah, we had the mentality of like we're friends from school, but also that went out into school, out of school. And we were just best friends, but like anything to do with church after that point on, we did together. And
yeah,
that was, I mean, it was so fun. And it was like such an exciting time. But it's just funny to look back on that, like, so much of our friendship at the time was centered around church. And we'd volunteer together. And we just had such aligning values in, like, that stage of our life that we were okay doing those things together. And, like, volunteering together was us hanging out. And it was fun.
Yeah, because then we continued to go to like youth group in high school. And
those were some of my best memories.
Me too, seriously. We got really close with our youth leader, Bobby. Love her. And we actually went and visited her in Seattle together. Which was just
she moved. Yeah.
Yes, she moved away. So we got a new youth leader. But she's also awesome. But she is no longer at our church anymore. Yeah, I would say now, like, my church, it seems like it's kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
We have lost so many of our staff. Like, our pastors.
Yeah,
we've lost so many of them.
Yeah, so many, and so many have come through and then left, and it's just, it's like, is that normal for a church? Because I feel like there should be so like so much more consistency with that.
Right, I know. And like we had Sarah there for a while.
Loved Pastor Sarah.
I know. She moved. So.
Yeah. I guess, like, everyone who came in was super young. We never had, like, an older pastor who had all of his roots where he was. Or she, you know? Like, Pastor Sarah was young. Bobby was young. Pastor Paisley was young. Where it was like, oh, you have so much of life to explore. Like, I understand why you did move. Or I understand why you wanted to go to a different church and experience more. So I can understand that. We never had like a older, like a veteran pastors, maybe you would say.
Right. And like we did when you weren't there.
Okay. Yeah.
Like we had Pastor Jeff and Pastor Mark.
I literally my favorite Pastor Mark. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Pastor Mark was there. For seventh grade confirmation, and then he moved, and that's when Bobby came. So I don't know, we had a few that were there for a long time, but then they both ended up leaving, and I don't know, I feel like that's when it started to kind of fall apart, because we had those guys that were there for so long, and then they ended up leaving, so it was hard to like bring that foundation back. I feel like they were both so good.
I did love when Bobby and Sarah and then Deacon Heather. Like, I think Deacon Heather's still there, but
yeah,
like that little trio. I just loved all of them together.
I know.
And I loved Pastor Sarah. And also just like having the female representation. I loved that part too.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have a lot of female representation at our church with all of the female pastors that have come through.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Whereas before, I had always associated church with a male pastor for some reason.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I did too for a while until like they came through and I was like, oh, I was like, girls.
Yeah.
But we continued going to youth group throughout high school. And yeah, there were a lot of fun, like volunteer opportunities with that. Trips. We went to Ohio over the summer.
That was so fun.
Yeah. And
we also, this was a mission trip, by the way. It wasn't just like a leisure trip. We were obviously, it was so fun to be with people in our, from our church and our youth group and our pastors, but we were also doing volunteer work the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were with a ton of other churches, like from all over the country. And we were paired up with people that were not from our church. So like when we were doing the actual volunteering and the hard labor of literally fixing up houses, we were with other people from other churches. So Emma and I weren't even together during that time.
No. That sucks. I didn't like that part.
Yeah, but it was fine. Like, I met new people, which was fun. And then, like, we could kind of all come together at the end as a church and talk about, you know, our different experiences.
Yeah. It definitely forced you to go outside of your comfort zone. And I think that was nice. But I think I would have preferred if I was with my youth group. But it was a great experience. And I don't think I would change it. Maybe if I was going on another trip, I would want to be with my youth group. But
yeah,
at the time, it was nice to meet new people and talk about where they're from. And like, I had girls in my group who were from like South Carolina or something. And it was really cool to hear their perspective of the world, I guess, because it just is different each state, I feel.
Yeah.
But it was also super nice to give back and meet the people who we were serving, and just understand and put into perspective the different parts of the United States specifically and how privileged we really are.
Yeah. It was a really good experience. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And like throughout high school too, we went to Camp Timberly a couple times, like during the winter, as a church. And then I continued to go over the summer as well. But yeah, so I don't know. Those experiences, all of them were really just, I don't know, great. And like, you know, we wouldn't have been able to have those experiences if we didn't go to that church. So we're very lucky.
Can we talk about the first? It wasn't Camp Timberly. It was that other camp through the winter when I first came. It was like a month after I started coming.
Where was that?
It was in Wisconsin, but I just don't remember what camp it was, like the name. But they were like, we're never coming back.
Yeah. Wait, oh my God.
It wasn't even that bad. That was such a fun trip.
I don't remember anything about it. Wait, try to paint the picture.
Do you remember the video that you took of me falling on the ice?
Oh!
It's that place.
It's all back in my memory.
And karaoke.
all back in my memory. Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah, we went sledding.
Yes. And broom ball.
Yeah.
Broom ball was so fun.
That was so fun. Oh my god. We were literally on karaoke. Did we do it there?
Yeah.
I know we did karaoke at Timberley. No, and that was the place that the bus was late picking us up.
Yeah. And then like, Petno crashed the window.
Yeah. We were playing games in that big room. Like, yeah. Never Have I Ever and stuff. And then he went running and then, like, slammed into the window and cracked it.
So funny. Literally so funny.
No, I do remember that. That's when I discovered my love for the Book of Job. So random.
That's funny.
Yeah, we, like, focused on that book of the Bible, and I remember really liking it.
Honestly, I had more fun at the other camp than Camp Timberley.
Really?
I think I got more religiously out of Camp Timberley. I felt, like, very close to God when I went to Timberley. It was, like, this feeling that I had never felt before.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, those are good memes.
Yeah, for real. I'm trying.
Maybe for this episode, we could post a throwback picture from. We should post throwback.
We should. Yeah, I agree. I have a video that I made of, like, a compilation of us, like, slipping and falling. Broom ball.
So funny. Oh my god.
Yeah. It was such a funny time. Such a fun time.
It really was.
Yeah. I really cherish those memories so much.
I know. Me too.
And so much of that was possible because of my church, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess, like, we can talk about kind of where we're at now with our religion and our faith.
Yeah. Everything changes when you go to college.
It really does. I need to join the youth group here, though. I want to, and I should just do it. But the thing is, I'm so, so far from my faith. Like,
I know.
I don't even know what I believe in anymore.
Yeah. No, me too. I definitely feel that way.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm agnostic.
And that means that you, like, don't really believe in neither there nor here.
Yeah. It's like, I think there's something, maybe, but I don't know what. It's not as extreme as being atheist.
Yeah.
Where, like, you believe in nothing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, like, I grew up believing one thing, and I just don't know. It's really hard to, like, determine, obviously, because, you know, I can't see God, so I don't know, really. But I always wear my cross necklace because it kind of, it symbolizes all of that time in my life that was so positive. And I think that, like, I think I could make my way back there. I just need to put in the effort to, which I haven't. Yeah. I really haven't put in the effort. Like, I have a Bible here, and I don't know. I should just try to, like, do some stuff and go back to, like, doing things that I used to do and maybe join the youth group here. But it's just so hard because, like, the youth group experience that I had in high school, like, I can't replace it.
I know. And it's, our youth group experience, I think, was different from a lot of other churches. And I think, like, we should clarify that our beliefs have, like, nothing to do with the, like, we don't believe in everything that the Bible says and that everything that our religion stands for.
True.
And like our church was never against the LGBTQ plus community, never against like any minority group. And I think that a lot of people grow up believing that that is what religion is. It's like hating on other people, and how they live their life. And our church just wasn't like that when we were going there. And our youth group definitely highlighted that. And I think when you leave something like that, where our beliefs at our church, and me and Audrey's beliefs growing up in high school, they really aligned. And I think that was kind of an abnormal experience. And when you leave that, you expect to find that somewhere else, but it's harder to find that. I have had not so much luck with the churches around me in feeling like, okay, like if I brought a gay friend here, would you accept them? Because I know that if I brought a gay friend to our church back home, they would be accepted from our youth group, you know? So it was things like that. And so it's been harder to find something like that, because when you do go to a church, you want to make sure that they align with your values. And when they're not, it is very hard to go to that church, especially if you are passionate about your beliefs and about how other people in your life are treated. I think that's been the hardest thing for me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's hard because even I sometimes, just based on the people that I've met here who are very religious, they also might believe those negative things that the Bible says. And, you know, that has skewed my view on it a little bit, in the sense that, like, it's a negative thing to be a Christian, which is not true. It's just harder to put that label on me, I guess, because I don't want people to assume that I don't like gay people, because I do. I accept everybody. And that's literally like what I grew up being told by my parents, is to love everybody no matter what. And also just like growing up in a church like the one that I did, and that one being so accepting of everybody. You know, and like we never had any sort of church sermon about, you know, reading about that one section in the Bible. So I don't know. Like we did a lot more with the New Testament, which is the one that says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. Don't love any God above me. And like, those are like the rules that I was told to follow. And those are the ones that are most important. And like, my dad, even he grew up Catholic. But he very much, believes in the New Testament as opposed to the Old Testament. And like, I don't know, just growing up in that church and then coming here and meeting people that are not as accepting, who are in the church community, I guess, that's just like a letdown a little bit.
I guess. And even like coming to Michigan and just the like political beliefs being different here was like just an adjustment and stuff. And the area that is like the area that my college is in, just, you know, people are coming from a bunch of different places, obviously, because it's a university. So you're having so many other different beliefs. And where we come from, I feel like a lot of people have one belief, at least from like the people that we grew up with. And especially being so close to Chicago, and it's just different when you go further out and you understand more about the different areas around you. So that was also an adjustment. And I think it plays a factor too. And I started going to a church around here, but that was with my ex, so I don't go to that church anymore. I've thought about going back, but honestly, like, it right now, it's probably a little too close to home to go back. But I loved that church, and I found so much happiness in it, really aligned with my values, and it made me feel seen as a person and also just as a believer. And I thought about going back, but, you know, things like that too, like if you had friends there and now they're not your friends anymore, like it's like those things are hard to detach from places. Yeah. And also just like the time, things change when you're in college, and, you know, people like to go out on Saturday nights and not everyone wants to wake up for a 10 a.m. church service. So it's like, and then not everyone wants to go to a Wednesday night service because they have an early class in the morning or they have homework to do. Yeah. It's such an inconvenient timing thing that, like, yeah. I feel like I need to dive into more of a, like, a hybrid situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I want to go back to doing individual things. Like, I don't feel like I even need to go to church to reconnect, because so much of my faith was based on things that I did for myself outside of church. Obviously, like, I was super involved, but I did a lot of things on my own to strengthen my connection with God. Like, I would do my own individual led Bible study like once or twice a week. I listened to sermons online a lot, like famous sermons. I don't know. I used to be able to put in so much effort. It's almost like, I've lost interest.
Well, and I was going to say, maybe, like, you felt like you could do all of that on your own, but you, at the same time, you were also going to church services every weekend. So maybe your motivation was the church service, and it was that you would get out of the house on Sundays, and you would be learning about something different, and you enjoyed that time at church, so you wanted to continue that outside of the area, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I wonder if just even going, like, once a month to a church service around, and then also doing your own stuff on your on the side, or just even, like, tiny little things of, like, the phone and just, like, having a Bible verse of the day. Like, I used to do that all the time, and now I don't.
It's
definitely something that was so easy for me to get put on the back burner. It was just
me too,
especially when I got to college. It was like, I have so many other things going on in my life that it's not my number one priority right now.
Yeah. No, that's a really good way to put it. It's that, like, it's so easy to add that at the bottom of your priority list. Because it is so, it's such an individual experience.
It really is. Yeah.
And you're not necessarily letting anybody down if you don't participate in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could say, like, I might let my parents down, but at the same time, I know that they are focused on me succeeding academically, having a good college experience, meeting new people, having fun with friends and things like that, that, like, I don't know if, like, they would probably understand that it's not what's most important to me right now. You know, they understand that, like, I have a lot on my plate and I'm focusing on all of that stuff. And it's hard to incorporate if it's not already, like, a natural thing. Like, I think if I had started doing stuff
freshman year, right when I got here, it would be a lot more easy to incorporate it in my everyday life. But I didn't. Like, I was stressed about other things and focused on adjusting to school that you know, I didn't really do anything. So,
yeah. And like what you were saying about what your parents expect out of you right now is just focusing on yourself and academic stuff and enjoying college. Like, maybe it's just not meant for our lives right now. And like, we're both religious people and maybe we'll just come back to it. And I also think that maybe that should be normalized, of there is ebb and flow, and that you, especially if you are a big believer, you shouldn't feel guilty or like, oh my gosh, all of my beliefs are gone. And maybe they are, and that's okay. But also just like, don't get down on yourself for not going or not participating as much, because if you did grow up a believer, like, God does believe that if you come back, he wants you back. And even when you're not there, he's there. And those kinds of things. But yeah, it is such an individual journey. And I've always said that when people ask me, like, why do you believe in something like that? It is such an individual thing. And it's really helped me get through tough times in the past. And it's shown up in life for me. And I've felt it before in me. And if you don't experience that, that's fine. And I totally respect that. Mm-hmm. And I can understand how you don't believe in the same things that I do. But if you are like struggling with religion, just understand that it is an individual journey, and that you'll, if you truly want to, you can find your way back. And if you don't want to, that's also okay. It's okay to not believe in what you used to believe, because we grew up and our minds change and our minds develop. We're around different people, we're in different settings. You know, this is the time, especially our age, where we're starting to really form our true opinions and beliefs about life. And what we believed, literally, how long was eighth grade? Like 7 years ago? 6 years ago? What we believed then, we were so young. So young. We weren't even adults yet. So just like, don't be so hard on yourself for your mind changing. I think it's what we, Audrey and I, always say is, it's good that your mind is changing. It's good that you're evolving. Like, don't put such a pressure on yourself to believe one thing for the rest of your life. I don't think that's a good thing. You should be changing your beliefs, because the world around us is changing.
Definitely, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, it's very much your own thing, and there might be outside pressures to believe one thing or another, but like, ultimately, it's your decision what you believe in, and you know, there is no right or wrong belief, you know.
For sure,
it all stems from our environment, how we grew up, our biology,
socioeconomic status.
There's a lot of different factors.
It's a long word.
There's a lot of factors that, you know, play into what we believe in and whether or not those beliefs stick or not. I definitely think like my environment is the biggest thing that has impacted me and my beliefs.
For sure.
You know, and like right now, especially my environment is impacting, you know, my beliefs and stuff. Like being in college has changed things for me. So.
Yeah. For sure. It really does. I think that this makes me a little more motivated to start engaging myself with the Lord again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
go for it, maybe. Girl.
I think there's like an experimental stage too of like, okay, like I'm going to try this out. And if it just doesn't feel right, then it doesn't feel right.
Right.
You know, but I guess like... it is normal to grieve that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you, Audrey, are in a stage of like grieving that loss of like what you had and like what you believed in at a certain point in your life and how that's changed. And like, I just don't really know if, I don't know if that's hard for you to accept, because it is a hard thing to accept, but it's okay to grieve that and just let it be.
Yeah, no, I'm having a really hard time with it. Harder than I let on. Like, sorry, my nose is running. Ew.
She's crying.
No, I'm fine. But yeah, like seriously, since I was a baby, I've gone to the same church and have been heavily involved until I graduated from high school. And it is such like a big change, and especially because like I'm starting to, well, I definitely am questioning, you know, everything I grew up believing.
Yeah.
Which is a really hard thing to go through. Mm-hmm. And I feel like also I don't know if I have many people here that are going through the same experience right now.
Yeah.
It's like they have already determined that they don't believe in anything, or, you know, they do still believe or whatever it is. And like, not a lot of people I know were as heavily involved in church as I was. So it's like,
yeah,
hard to like talk about it. I don't talk hard about it with anyone. Yeah. And I also just feel uncomfortable bringing that up because it is such a personal thing. Like I feel very vulnerable right now. Cause it is so personal,
it's
and like,
a good thing.
I don't know. Yeah. And like, it's just like, you know, it's what my life has revolved around for so long. So it's difficult to like, look at it and kind of question it differently than I had before. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's okay. I'm figuring it out. I will figure it out at some point. As of right now, it's not my top priority once again, but
yeah,
I don't know. And it's also like, I think I'm scared to think about it.
Yeah. And like scared to believe in something else. That's all you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it just might not be the time to face that yet, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's okay to change the beliefs. Like, you might believe something different in college than you do after you have kids. It just might be different. And I don't think people normalize that enough of, it's okay to ebb and flow.
I'll figure it out.
It'll be figured out, and it also doesn't have to be figured out now, and doesn't have to be harped on necessarily.
True.
Like, where you're at is where you're meant to be, and just like find acceptance and assurance in that, like you are okay not knowing.
Yes. I feel like that concludes our episode for this week.
Me too.
Okay, well, this will be a bonus episode then, guys.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed. Follow us on Instagram at girlmeetspodcast_. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yep.
Do we have any other, TikTok? Follow us on TikTok.
TikTok.
I think that's it.
Give us a rating. Let us DM us topic ideas.
Yeah, please do. Let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about.
And we will share it with your friends.
Share it with your friends.
Share this with your friends.
Have a great week. Happy Monday. Or this will be Friday. Happy Friday. Have a good
Friday. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy April.
Yeah.
The month of spring.
True.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Signing off.
See ya.